Tom got me laughing.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's so fine.
He told me to put a shirt on. Right, what was going on?
Has this week been a little bit different now since you had all the training camp to prepare for Tennessee and now it's just a regular season week of preparation?
I'm just taking a week at a time. You know, we went through training camp, we got through it, and preseason's over. You know, this is regular season, so you're just taking one game at a time.
Has it been any different as far as in film study? Because you just didn't have as many days to prepare like you did for Tennessee.
You know, personally, I take every game with the same approach. You know, same film study, look at the same schemes and different schemes that the offensive coordinator does, and it's the same approach. Not a lot of differences.
You always had the dream about playing in the NFL. Now you're about to go in front of your home crowd. Mm-hmm. Talk about that feeling, getting that first experience.
I'm excited. It's an exciting moment to have my home opener debut kind of rookie scenario thing going on here. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to get out in front of this home crowd and hopefully we can achieve our goal, which is to win.
I'm curious to see how Wednesday Bill talked about keeping the rookies in line and keeping the expectations of every rookie in this room under control.
Mm-hmm.
What did he tell you?
That's the job of the vets. You know, I feel like as far as a rookie class, we're very mature, and you know, we are leaders of our own. And that's one great characteristic that we all have.
Did you guys have great confidence going into last week? You know, your first NFL game, and yet obviously the rookie class, several guys really performed well. How much confidence did you have going into that?
We were handed a game plan, and we were told to execute that game plan, and that's what we did.
You want to stay humble. You want to stay within yourself. But is it also, you're a young player, you're excited, you need to maintain that too? Is there a fine balance there between not trying to squash your personality and your excitement?
Being humble is key because, you know, no one likes, you know, a cocky player at all. You know, but there's a big difference between being cocky and being confident. You know, it's good to be humble, but it's good to be confident at the same time.
Are you confident in your abilities right now, week in, week out?
I have a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do.
But did last see what this home crowd is like in a regular season game?
I'm excited to see with a sold out game and hopefully we can get the crowd, you know, going on third down or whenever the defense is out there, and we'll see what happens.
Chandler, the strip sack and five tackles, what did that do for your confidence in telling you personally that, hey, I belong in this league?
I wouldn't jump to that statement right away saying I belong in this league. I feel like it was a great play, but you know, anyone can get a great play in this game of football. Like I said, I have a lot of work to do. That was just week one, and I got a few more weeks to go.
But did that help the confidence?
Like I said, it gave me a little bit of swagger, I'll say. But I have a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do.
Is more of that work in the pass rush or setting the edge?
All around.
The run?
It's being a balanced defensive end, you know, run, stopping the run and being a pass rusher. There's a lot of work to do.
Last week, how'd you do in that? Obviously, they were a run-based team with Chris Johnson. We don't see the flash plays in the run. How do you feel you did setting the edge there and playing the run?
You know, that was last week, and right now I'm trying to move forward and get ready for Arizona.
They only rushed for 43 yards. Do they look better on tape than what the stats say?
What are you talking about?
Arizona, the Cardinals.
They only rushed for 43 yards. They're a good team. They're a good team, you know. What I focus on is doing my job, doing what the coaches asked me to do, and that's, you know, to execute what I was told to do.
They have a left tackle who hasn't played a lot of left tackles. There's not a lot of tape on him. Does that make your job harder, preparing for a guy that's sort of an unknown?
There's tape on him, D'Anthony. I mean, he wasn't here. Before the Cardinals, he was with the Broncos.
But he was an inside guy, right? He didn't play as much tackle.
Yeah, but I mean, there's enough tape on him, I feel. I've studied.
Thanks. Anybody have any Madden predictions on how many sacks you're going to get? Say anybody tweet like last week?
No.
Kevin Cobb looks to be the guy. Earlier in the week, he had to prepare for both. Does it make a difference?
Like I said, wherever they show him, you know, I'm going to do what I was told to do. You know, if it was Kevin Cobb or if it was the backup quarterback, whoever's going out there, I'm just going to, you know, do my job, and that's to, you know, get the quarterback and stop the run.
You having fun this year? Enjoying being a pro?
Yeah, and you have to take to a sense that this is my job, and you have to have fun and be focused at the same time.
Okay. Thanks, Chandler.
Thanks, Chandler.